Well, it's a big day for America's medical students. Today is the day soon-to-be MDs find out where they'll do their residencies. And this year marks the first time that undocumented immigrants who are finishing medical school could also be placed. That's because of something called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, the program based on President Obama's 2012 executive order, which protects unauthorized immigrants who come into the country as children from deportation. Well, since then, many of those young people went to medical school, and now they're wrapping up, and the next phase of their life presents even more challenges. Jennifer Anubunum is a medical student at the University of Virginia, and she was matched today for her psychiatry residency. She's also a writer at STAT, our weekly partner on health and medical news. Jennifer, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. First of all, can you explain to us why these students who were able to start med school a few years back are now quite worried about their futures on match day?
Yeah, of course. DACA, in addition to providing some temporary protection from deportation, also provided these students with authorization to work. And that was a very important factor in being able to match for a residency program, because obviously when we transition from being students to residents, we become employees. And when you become an employee, obviously you need to be employed legally. And so that was a huge key factor that made it possible for some of these students to match. And taking away that status can kind of jeopardize that employment and that opportunity.
I see. So obviously these young people are concerned that if, say, the next president comes along and reverses the executive order, the executive action, that they would lose that status and the employment opportunity, as you said. But I'm curious, would it be possible once they get matched and become employees as residents of these, you know, hospitals or clinics where they'll be working, could they find some other form of work visa to maintain legal status in this country?
Some of the students and advocates that I spoke to talked of some students changing their status through marriage. But obviously, you know, there are complications with that. You have to be in love, have someone, you know, propose to you, all that sort of stuff. For other sorts of visas, like work visas, the H-1B visa, I mean, I'm not an expert in immigration, but that adds another layer of complexity. It's typically limited to skilled workers, so people who are already trained, who have already progress through, you know, certain levels of training. Also, it adds a layer of complexity on the residency program side, too. They may incur legal fees. It's just an extra hassle. And so when choosing between applicants, a residency program is more likely to choose someone who is not going to cause them an extra headache or have the risk of disappearing after they start residency.
I see. Now, in your reporting, you found that there were some 26 DACA medical school applicants back in 2014, 112 in 2016, according to the American Association of Medical Colleges. So a bump in the numbers there. And of course, the other reason why they don't want to lose their ability to do these residencies is you have to do a residency in a U.S. hospital or clinic in order to become a fully licensed doctor in the United States. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. So I understand that all of this could change, possibly even before the November election, because there's a Supreme Court case coming up in April. What's the story there?
Yeah. So President Obama, after DACA came into effect in 2012, proposed to extend DACA to, make more people eligible for its benefits. And that's what's currently being challenged in the Supreme Court. The danger there is, you know, if they find that this expansion or the use of executive power in this way is unlawful or unconstitutional, it kind of sets a very dangerous legal precedent for DACA itself.
Yeah.
And so it may just open up a can of worms that a lot of people are, frankly, really concerned about.
Well, Jennifer Anubunum is a medical student at the University of Virginia and a writer for STAT. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.